The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Well, glad you're here. The passionate radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your Y-O-U-R body. It's you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. He's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski, and again, thanks for listening today. Bridget's here today, and thank you for checking in with us here today. Join Dr. Mike for a comment or question on the phone, 877-711-5211, udocs@gmail.com, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S @gmail.com. iHeartRadio Talk, we're in that family. You can add Radio MD and you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. This is a special news and updates station that you can customize. Customize your music, customize your information on iHeartRadio. You can go to iHeartRadio.com. You can download the app. You can go to the web. When you go to the web, click Talk in the main menu, then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We want to welcome WELW Radio, 1330 in Cleveland, Ohio, to become part of the You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show family. So welcome in Cleveland, Ohio at 1330 WELW. Hello, Dr. Mike.
Hello, Joe.
Want to thank our Cleveland listeners, right? Checking in every week. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely a great thing.
So let's talk about more of the top medical stories. But Dr. Gary Ginsberg today, in this hour, 20 minutes after the hour, there's something in the bread that Subway uses for their footlongs that shouldn't be there, so they're taking it out. So he'll cover that. Plus, Dr. Ginsberg talks about the underground arteries in New York City that are clogged with something that isn't good either. Also, pesticide testing.
And even more important than that, the toxicity of going to a religious organization. That is, what's in the water or what's on the seat, or when you do certain procedures, what are you likely to get?
So for me, it's called a reason not to go to church this weekend. So I'm going to tell my wife, I'm going to say, honey, I'm not going to unknowingly rub fecal matter on my face when we go to church this weekend, okay? So I just rather just stay home and meditate on my own. But, you know, a lot of contact, personal contact. If you're of the Catholic faith, a lot of shaking hands, a lot of drinking out of the same cup. There's, there's a certain part in the service where you offer the sign of faith, and people all exchange a handshake, which I stopped doing years ago. I kind of try to turn the other way. I'm always sitting behind the guy who just puts a goober in his hand. He sneezes.
Ew,
you know, he sneezes, and he's got the big goober in his hand. Then he turns around and offers my hand in a handshake. I say, no, thank you. So
the worst is when you can hear them coughing the entire service, and you just are dreading the point that you have to either ignore them or shake their hand.
See, that's another thing. Why go to church when you're sick? You know, why go to worship service, any kind of denomination? Why do you go when you're
sick?
Well,
maybe you're praying to get well.
Well, you can do that at home. You know, I don't have anything to do with a handshake. I don't have anything to do with drinking the wine out of the cup. I mean, all they do is they just take a cloth and they wipe where you put your lips. You know, that can't be too clean, you know what I mean?
Absolutely not clean.
You know, and some of these, I had a priest on my show here in Syracuse about a month ago while we were, in this height of the cold and flu season. And, some of the parishes are eliminating some of these things while the cold and flu season is going on. But, I don't think there's any need for it at any time, but they do it. But the priest I talked to said he's also recommend, you know, stay home when you're sick. You don't need to be there if you have the flu, you're coughing and, you know, spitting goobers in your hand and then turning around and offering somebody the sign of peace. But anyway, that'll be with Dr.
Amen.
Ginsberg. 20 minutes after the hour with with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Food labels labeled natural may not be. Really? What's going on?
Well, I actually think we should have Bridget take this one. Bridget, you want to take this one?
Okay, sure. This is one of my favorite stories, especially because studies show that 77% of consumers trust that when they buy natural food products, that the food actually is natural. But the problem is that the FDA does not have any kind of formal definition for the word natural when it appears on packaged foods, meaning that food companies have a lot of room for misleading claims. And so recently there's been a few lawsuits to companies. Trader Joe's that recently settled out of court. I read an article on for some of their natural claims. But one of the latest ones is with Kraft and their claims that they've made with their Crystal Light powdered drink mixes. And these mixes contain artificial sweeteners and colors. They have a texturizer that's called maltodextrin, and then also a synthetic preservative. And so the organization that I'm interning for actually was mentioned in this article because they, the Center for Science and the Public Interest, and they notified Kraft earlier this year saying that they were going to sue them if they kept the word natural on these products. And because the products say that they're natural lemonade and natural lemon iced tea. And Kraft is saying that there's nothing wrong with the products, that they're labeled accurately. And TSPI is saying that it doesn't appear that they are. And so generally, food companies settle, they'll either remove the claim and settle out of court, which avoids a lot of additional costs. But some attorneys feel that there's no need for the FDA to make a definition for the word natural, while others like the FBI feel that it's important for that all of this comes down to the FDA not providing clear enough guidelines for the word natural in order to avoid consumer confusion, which I think should be done because so many of my friends, even I see buy natural products and they're like, oh, look at this product that I found that's so healthy and it's all natural. But really, that doesn't mean much.
Well, what about terms like low fat and diet and those kind of things? Those can be misleading too, I would think.
I think so too. Low fat is a little different because there's actual, it has to meet a certain percentage of fat in order to be labeled as low fat. But the misleading thing with low fat products is that a lot of times consumers perceive them to also be low in calorie. But usually the calorie content is the exact same and you're just getting a little less fat with more added sugar. So a product like peanut butter, it might be labeled as low fat. And it's because they've removed the fat and added sugar, which is a lower calorie per gram. And then it still has the same number of calories with just more added sugar and a little bit lower fat. And then people think that that's healthier when really the full fat option with just peanuts and maybe sea salt is a much healthier option.
Didn't Kraft this week do something to their cheese slices? They took out an ingredient. Did you hear about that? They're all full fat cheese slices, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, they took out a preservative.
That.
Preservative, yeah.
Yes, it was a preservative that wasn't the healthiest one, but obviously that's why the full fat cheese slices from Kraft can live in your refrigerator for about 20 years.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. What's toxic and what's not? If you'd like to jump on the line, 877-711-5211. If you'd like to email a question or a comment, doesn't have to necessarily be for Dr. G. It could be for Dr. Mike. Could be for Bridget. Could be for our guests. It's udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. But in the meantime, we'll talk about pesticide testing, something in the bread at Subway that's going to be changed. And underground arteries in New York City are clogged with something that isn't good either. So that'll be coming up right after the break with Dr. G. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance. And that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Brought to you weekly by Morning and Night Multivitamins and UBeauty.com. Thanks for listening here today. Time for What's Toxic and What's Not. Dr. Gary Ginsberg in his regular place in this hour, every week at this time at 20 minutes after the hour. Thanks for coming on. Dr. Mike, what do you like with Dr. Gary Ginsberg's topics this week?
I love the toxicity of religion.
Well, let's start with that.
Well, we'll start. We won't talk about all the issues about what people's beliefs are and how we end up fighting in wars over some of these things. We'll keep it to actual exposures that one can have when they enter a church or a synagogue. And I guess on top of the list is, unfortunately, holy water. A study was done in Vienna, Austria, where they looked at the church water, the holy water from 39 churches, and found it had high levels of mold and yeast and bacteria, high enough to present a concern for transmissible, E. coli type infections. And where does all these bacteria come from? First of all, the holy water is used to anoint oneself as you enter the place of worship. And so people are dipping their hands in it and then rubbing it on their forehead, maybe over their eyes, maybe on their lips. So places where one could then ingest some of the naughties that are in the water. And I'm not going to comment on how holy the water is or whether the bacteria makes it unholy. I'm just saying that it would be really wise for churches to replace those bowls of water with fresh holy water, if maybe at the beginning of church services, so that people walking in have fresh water to deal with, because it's probably coming from people's hands. If people come into church, they're from all sorts of previous activities, and your hands are not clean. And water is a great breeding ground for bacteria if it's just sitting stagnant like that. So, look, you know, in our society, we tend to be germophobes lately, and we need to have antibacterials and everything. And I've talked on the show, we're a little too germophobic in my mind, and this may not be a huge risk. But to play it safe, it would be smart for churches, again, to change their bowls of water out. And you, as the goer to church, the churchgoers, should probably avoid the lips and the eyes. Just to play it safe, you know, the forehead's fine, but on your skin somewhere else is fine if you want to rub some of the holy water on and feel closer to your maker in that way. And then give equal time to the Jewish religion, my faith, yarmulkes, which is a skull cap, could be a source of transmissible lice. So you'd hate to think that pool of yarmulkes that are sitting there as you go into synagogue, which is so welcoming and saying, you know, if you want to do our tradition, here is a free yarmulke to put on, could be a reservoir of something contagious like the cooties, like lice. But it is possible. I haven't seen a study yet that shows that there's lice, but, you do not want to share clothing and headgear and hats and things like that from people who do have it. And certainly children, young children is more a source, but, young children are using yarmulkes in synagogues. So always a good idea to pack your own yarmulke to synagogue.
Hey, on a related matter, cruise ship problems. Gary, is it the cruise ship or is it unsanitary people?
Well, it's usually the cruise ship that's got a problem in its air handling system, such that there's condensation water that's accumulating, maybe from air conditioning, and it's not being drained properly, so it's sitting there, it grows bacteria, that gets into the air handling system, and suddenly you have Legionella or some other mycoplasma that is circulating in the air, either or it gets into the water supply and gets people sick that way. So it's usually a problem with the way the cruise ship is handling things. Certainly, if you've got people who are immunocompromised, a cruise ship full of, for example, AIDS patients, that wouldn't help matters either. But most of us, our immune system is pretty resilient, and we can handle low levels of things.
So what's in the bread at Subway that should not be there, Gary?
Yeah, well, this made headlines this week. And in my mind, as a toxicologist, it's a bit of much ado about not a whole lot. It's azo dicarbonamide, which they talk about it being a chemical in yoga mats and a chemical in sneaker shoes, which as a toxicologist, I'm going to say, so what? There's lots of chemicals and lots of different things, some of which are natural in food as well. But this rubber-related chemical is approved by the FDA, is approved by the Department of Agriculture. It's a dough conditioner that's used in the bleaching and rising of the flour. It toughens the dough. So big fast food magnates like Subway and McDonald's have been using it. Subway, interestingly enough, in Europe, has stopped using AZA because Europe says no good. It's got a carcinogen that it breaks down to. So when heated, you get some urethane formed. It's probably really trace levels. There is a limit to how much can be in bread, but Subway, trying to keep its image as a healthy alternative, they decided to, mostly because of a blogger who got 67,000 signatures, and so these people weren't all doing risk assessments on it. They were saying, look, if Europe doesn't like it, and if it breaks down to a carcinogen, it just shouldn't be in my bread. And they're right. You know, you don't need this in bread to condition the dough. There are more wholesome ways to do it. So not the biggest. If you've been eating Subway or McDonald's for years, not the biggest risk. But I commend Subway for actually trying to keep themselves cleaner and freer of contaminants.
Got it. Now, pesticides. One more story. Pesticides, are they less safe than we thought, sir?
Well, the way we test, and I used to work in the pesticide industry, the way we test pesticides under CIFRA, the federal act, is one pesticide ingredient, one pesticide at a time, and by itself. But we formulate them so that they are emulsified, that they're spreadable, that they are easier to distribute in the environment. And when you put the whole formulation into cell culture and see what it does to cells, as this new study just did, they were hundreds to thousands of times more toxic to the cells than the pesticide by itself, which probably means that all these other inert ingredients, we call it, they're probably increasing the pesticide's penetration into the cells and making them more toxic. So will we change our pesticide laws to test as the whole product? Probably not tomorrow, but it's something really to be aware of, that maybe our pesticide laws need to be looked at a little bit harder because of data like this. We do test the whole product with the inert for some environmental state and transport issues, but not in toxicology, and that is a blind spot in my mind in the pesticide testing.
All right. You have a minute to talk about New York cideries clogged with what in about a minute, Gary?
Okay. Yeah, well, this is a story that really hit close to home to me because I really think of recycling when it comes to grease and fats in our kitchens, in our restaurants. That stuff shouldn't be going down the drain. There are cities in Europe that are collecting it, but New York City spends about $5 million a year and a lot of hassle and downtime cleaning out traps and cleaning up sewers because they're clogged up with what they call fog, fat, and grease. And these problems, these clogged up sewers, can back up, create odors, create backups into people's basements and kitchens. And so all we need to do, in my mind, is create ways for people to save out that chicken fat and whatever meat grease, save it out, and we could run automobiles on it. We could combust it and get energy. That's all energy right there that we're just wasting, and it's coming back at us as sewer gas.
Got it. Dr. Gary Gensberg, website's excellent. What'stoxic.com. What'stoxic.com. Or the top stories of the week coming up, and the FDA may reconsider levels of a certain acid in shellfish and fish. More on that along the way on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Tour de Cure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Tour de Cure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Listen, before the end of the hour, Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week coming up. What's the tip about here today, Dr. Mike Roizen?
It's about popcorn.
Great. Popcorn. Real Age Tip of the Week in about 20 minutes. Let's spend a little more time talking about the top medical stories of the week. Fruit juice, should we count it in our five a day?
Bridget's favorite story, so she's got to take this one.
It is my favorite story, so no, it should not be. And currently the recommendation is that 4 ounces a day of juice, of fruit juice, is okay. But this new story talks about the risk of drinking fruit juice and the dangers in perceiving fruit juice to be similar to consuming fruit. So a lot of times people will perceive fruit juices to be healthy and might end up drinking too much. They appear to be loaded with sugar, and because of that should not be included in the recommendation. So they did one study where they had people drink 500 milliliters of grape juice for 3 months, every single day for 3 months. And what they found after those 3 months is that drinking grape juice every day appeared to be associated with increased insulin resistance, which is a risk for diabetes, type 2 diabetes, and the increased waist circumference. And so then researchers looked at people's knowledge of fruit juice and the amount of sugar that they thought was in fruit juice. And they surveyed 2,000 people trying to find this. And 48% of the people that were surveyed underestimated how much sugar was in fruit juice and smoothies. So the big problem is that because people don't think that they're unhealthy, they end up ordering these large smoothies or large fruit juice that end up containing a ton of added sugar, and so people don't even realize that they're getting it. And then the other problem is that when you drink juice, it lacks all of the fiber that comes from a regular whole fruit. So drinking apple juice compared to apples, there's no fruit in the juice, which is a major benefit of consuming fruit. So no, fruit juice should not be included in the recommendations for fruit.
Can I mention some of these juices? Tell me what you think. Orange juice, same thing?
Orange juice
has a lot of sugar in it, that's right. So what you want to do is, if you can have it with the pulp in it, and following something that is fat, so have some nuts beforehand or something that has fat in it beforehand, then it will slow its absorption of the sugar and not cause the sugar spike. The real problem is the sugar spike in your bloodstream.
Vegetable juice?
Well, it depends what kind of vegetable juice, but most vegetable juice has much lower sugar content than fruit juice, and so it's healthier.
Tomato juice?
Same story with tomato juice. It has much less sugar normally with it. You want to make sure it has no added sugar, and then again, eat it after you've had some fat, and you will have a low absorption of the sugar. The other good thing about tomato juice is often it is with cooked or processed tomatoes, where you get much higher absorption of the active ingredient in the tomatoes than if it's just squeezed fresh and not cooked, or you eat the tomato raw.
I had some tomato juice on the plane last week. That's okay, right? I'm okay with
absolutely
that.
Absolutely, Joe. Have a few nuts beforehand, and it's even better.
I did have nuts.
They have less than 4 ounces.
I did have nuts. I didn't even have to call Dr. Mike ahead of time. Dr. Mike, can I have tomato juice? Just as long as you have nuts.
Absolutely. Have the nuts first.
Have the nuts. All right. FDA may need to reconsider, Dr. Mike, some levels of acid in shellfish and fish. What are the details on that story?
Well, this is a crazy acid that is now common in shellfish, especially shellfish that feed near borders of the U.S. because of the growth of a specific algae which has this acid in it, which is a neurotoxin. And so because of that, they may have to start testing the levels of this because it does cause toxicity in your nervous system. And that's especially prominent in shellfish. So this is a early warning that maybe shellfish aren't as healthy. We already knew that. But remember, salmon and ocean trout are your safest and healthiest fish for you to have.
Tilapia is no good then, right?
Well, as I often say, tilapia is just chicken with the legs cut off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. How caffeinated are...
What I mean by that is it's got omega-6s in it,
yeah,
not omega-3s or 7s.
Okay. Kids and caffeinated drinks, coffee consumption in our kids. How's it going here?
Bridge, do you want to take this one? This is one of my favorites, but I let you take this one because this is in your alley.
Okay, sure. But if it's one of your favorites, then feel free to chime in.
Well, you can both talk about it. You can both chime in here at any time.
That's true. Open discussion. So the caffeine intake, teenagers specifically seem to be getting more caffeine from coffee drinks. And the study found that the caffeine consumption was overall about the same from coffee, meaning that adolescents are drinking from other types of caffeine drinks.
Let me go and summarize it. So what this says is that the kids are eating less or drinking less caffeine from sodas and more from coffee and coffee-like drinks. And believe it or not, there's a stability of energy drinks in the teens. So it appears a substitution of coffee for soda, that's a good thing because they aren't getting the sugar as long as they aren't having the caffeine, the coffee, with sugar and cream.
And they looked at the coffee, the caffeine from just a 12-ounce cup of coffee at Starbucks, which contains about 260 milligrams of caffeine, which is five times as much that you would find in something like a 12-ounce can of Diet Coke.
All right.
Which is a lot.
All right. We'll go to a break in a minute, then a few more stories, and the Relage tip of the week is coming up. Has to do with popcorn. During the break, you two were going back and forth on whether or not we ought to talk about this story, and it has to do with men losing weight and what's called, I guess, team spirit can help men lose weight. I'd like to hear about it.
So a football team, which is really soccer, in Scotland, took two groups of their fans, or a group of their fans, and randomly allocated them to fans who had... they gave team uniforms to and team spirit stuff, and then would email them and talk to them about how to lose weight and regular things to lose weight and how to eat healthier and do more exercise. The other group was put on a wait list. After 9 months, actually, the men who were given the team spirit, talked about exercise with their uniforms on, etc., with their logo outfits on, etc., had lost 12 pounds as opposed to 1 pound in the control group. So it seems like team spirit can help people. You can use that as a way of helping people to lose weight.
Right. The other amazing thing is that 89% of the men that were enrolled in the intervention group completed the program, which I think is great because a lot of times it's difficult to get men to commit to weight loss programs because a lot of times they're not enjoyable or for whatever reason, but 89% committed and followed through with the intervention.
All right, coming up after the break, Dr. Mike will talk about how the country of India's drug business can compromise your pills. Also, five foods you're eating wrong. How about that? Five foods you're eating wrong. And the biggest loser lost a lot of weight, but is she healthier for it? But she did win $250,000. That and the Real Age tip of the week coming up before the top of the hour on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together, we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom.
Thanks, honey. I'm very proud of you.
Thanks. Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Julianne and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to parentsguidecordblood.org to learn more.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week, subject popcorn. In 5 minutes, popcorn. Dr. Mike, talk about how India's drug business compromises our pills.
Well, India is making a lot of our generic drugs. That is, for example, a lot of the what would be called generic Lipitor. Lipitor is a statin drug that now is sold for $4 a month at Walmart and Costco, etc. And how is it able to be supplied that cheaply? Well, India is making it. And you say, where are they making it? And they're making it in their generic factories. And there appears to be less quality control. And some of them are putting in fact, have a toxin with it that negates the effect of the Lipitor, which is really called atorvastatin. So the FDA has gotten authority from Congress to have 12, if you will, monitors in India. The FDA hasn't said how many they have, but 12 to monitor a huge number of plants, etc., is, it's the proverbial peeing in the ocean. You're not going to make much of a difference. And many of these drugs are coming in that appear to have less effect than the drugs made in the United States.
Why do they make them over there and not here? Because of the cost, company cost?
Yes, it's just inexpensivity.
Mm. 5 foods we're eating wrong. What are they?
One is vegetables. Your mistake is microwaving or boiling them rather than steaming them. Microwaving and boiling destroys the enzyme that is needed to produce one of the better things in cruciferous vegetables, such as broccoli and cauliflower, cabbage, arugula, watercress. This enzyme gets destroyed by microwaving and gets destroyed by boiling, but not by steaming. So steam them and eat them or eat it raw. Strawberries and fruit, if you cut it open and let it sit for a little bit, the air and oxygen will destroy some of the antioxidants in it. Tomatoes, eating them raw is a mistake. You want to cook them. We talked about that earlier. Cooking them brings out the ability for you to absorb the healthy active ingredient lycopene. And then frozen produce, you skip over it because it's frozen. It's probably the best and highest in nutrients because they freeze it right there, and it doesn't have to transfer or transport and lose some of its nutrients during that transport process.
Okay.
But we should say that really there's no wrong way to eat vegetables. It's just how to increase the nutrient absorption of it. If you're eating vegetables in general, that's a good step.
I like a slice of tomato on a sandwich now and then, but they'd be better off if we cooked them.
Well, tomato sauce or ketchup is actually, ketchup made without the sugar is actually a healthier way of getting it. But Joe, any form of fruit and vegetables that is a tomato slice is a great choice.
Okay, good. About this woman who won Biggest Loser, won $250,000. Is she a healthy person? She lost all that weight. Is she healthier for it today?
Well, the problem that they've had with the, if you will, Biggest Loser, is that many of the people who lose weight regain it. And the reason is because they're in this rapid weight loss and they don't develop healthy habits. They've just developed healthy habits while they're exercising so hard and eating. And it may change their metabolism in a way that makes them such that they have to eat less when they do eat.
Well, Bridget, and because you weight comment? Loss is so, and I do, I really want to comment. Because weight loss is so individualized, it's not healthy to put people up against each other in a competition situation, because it doesn't necessarily mean that you're not doing a good job of losing weight. You know, everyone has a different framework and timeline that they work with, and it's much better to just focus on yourself and your own weight loss rather than comparing it and competing with other people.
You probably have to wait to see what she looks like 6 months from now, though, right?
Absolutely.
That's true. There's been previous Biggest Loser winners that have gained basically all of the weight back. I remember seeing a few of them.
Yeah, it's like the Bachelor. They get married on The Bachelor, and 6 months later they're divorced, right? So,
except this is much worse because it promotes inflammation.
Yes.
Weight cycling is very bad for chronic inflammation.
Yes. Much more serious situation. I want to hear about popcorn. Let's go. Let's hear about popcorn. Dr. Mike Roizen's Real Age Tip of the Week.
So popcorn has gotten a bad rap, Joe, in past years. First, we find out that a bag of popcorn and a soda at the movies delivers more than 1,600 calories and a nuclear bomb of saturated fat, 60 grams. Then the packaging sheds a chemical, perfluorooctanoic acid, that's a carcinogen or cancer-causing, that lingers in your body. When prepared correctly, though, in an air popper that uses heat, not oil, the 100% whole grain goodie delivers the highest dose of heart-protecting phytonutrients of any grain around. Opt for organic popcorn if you want to avoid genetically modified corn, and add whatever spices, cinnamon, garlic, whatever spices you want. I put on balsamic vinegar. So if you're yearning for a tasty snack, go enjoy 4 cups of fat-free popcorn with only 100 calories and the most fiber you can get in a cup. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week, Joe.
Hey, is popcorn bad if you have diverticulitis?
No, that's a old wives' tale. So seeds are bad, nuts aren't even bad, but In other words, the point of this is the wives' tale misled us into having no nuts when, in fact, the nuts are fine. Seeds can sometimes cause problems with diverticuli, but not nuts or popcorn.
Good. Very good. And that's Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week here today on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Hey, if you miss any part of the show at any time, you miss an entire show, you miss a segment, you miss a guest, you miss Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip, you never miss it because you can go to RadioMD.com and it's all neatly signed there, the dates of the shows and what the topic is and what the who the guest is, and you're not too far away. And we also want to thank our new affiliate, WELW 1330 in Cleveland, for hopping on board, our terrific affiliates along the way. And don't forget to join us on the email at udocs@gmail.com, Y-O-U. docs@gmail.com, or check us out on iHeartRadio Talk. Add You, the Owner's Manual, to your daily pulse for great information. This has been You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.